This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Dr. Larry Benz, co-founder of Confluent Health, a network of physical therapy and occupational health care companies, and author of the best-selling book Called to Care, A Medical Provider's Guide for Humanizing Healthcare. And Dr. Benz, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I appreciate it. Thrilled to be here.
And thrilled to have you with us and looking forward to hearing from you today. So obviously the pandemic has shed light on some major challenges medical providers are facing today. Outside of our current tragic circumstances, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've seen in the industry?
You know, it's interesting because what we know has happened during the pandemic is healthcare disparity has actually gotten worse and our population health has gotten worse. Coupled that with a lot of pivoting to telehealth and other types of, you know, mediums that are important but probably lend themselves to more deep personalization has led to, you know, isolation for patients and burnout for physicians and healthcare, you know, practitioners. So it's an extremely challenging time right now. That's sort of the bad news. The good news is that with a focus on compassion and empathy and personalizing healthcare, medical practitioners have a better chance now than ever to regain trust, get better outcomes, and really connect with patients in a way that they never have done before. Healthcare workers have become heroes during the pandemic on the one hand, given the you know, much newsworthy items related to the treatment of COVID patients themselves. But as we all know, a significant number of Americans have all kinds of musculoskeletal injuries and all kinds of illnesses as a general way. Healthcare is a significant portion of the population. So very challenging and tricky times, but also times where we as healthcare practitioners could rise to the occasion.
Well, certainly do appreciate your input on this and perspective. That is certainly appreciated and a good place to leave things off here today. Now, in your book, you post that kindness can be a competitive edge for healthcare providers. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. What we know from the research is that patients generally evaluate their healthcare practitioner on two general frameworks, the degree of competence and the degree of friendliness. And so this sort of happens naturally during the course of connecting with a patient. But what's interesting is they ascribe competence, how skilled the practitioner is, by sort of soft skills, by listening, by the emotional connection one has with their patient, by sort of verbal and nonverbal cueing. And what we've learned is that this is critical to patient care. In fact, recent studies show that patients are more than likely to pay extra for a practitioner that gives them compassion and empathy. And so at the end of the day, all these things do not cost a practitioner anything in terms of dollars. So kindness is free. And so as a general rule, the greater ability to connect results in better clinical outcomes, a better experience for both the patient and the practitioner. And so it has sort of all these downstream benefits that are critically important. And this just isn't a moral imperative, that, you know, a nice thing to do. The research actually supports it over and over again.
Now, Dr. Benz, in addition, you cite a remarkable study that showed during 25% of visits, doctors don't even ask patients what is bothering them. What is your best advice for patients who find themselves in an appointment like that? And I've been in one like that myself, and I walk away not happy about it.
Yeah, I think, you know, patients and consumers are the ultimate judges. And so they will rate physicians' transparency and sort of all these health grades and everything going on right now is greater than ever. So my advice to patients is, if you've had a bad experience, then you should tell people about it just like you tell people about it when it's a good experience. And you should rate your physician just like you're rating any other kind of consumer good or service that you do. And that we know is rising. And that will hold physicians accountable. We did a really interesting, you know, very large survey a couple of years ago. And what we found is that healthcare practitioners, if they're held accountable, they will absolutely be compassionate and empathetic, and they will have better listening skills. But the key is we have to hold them accountable. And we can hold them accountable through surveys that a patient does, such as the compassion relational empathy questionnaire, or we can do it through public disclosure on health grades. So that's where the current trends are anyhow.
Certainly do appreciate your focus and visit here today with us. This is some good information to ponder on today. We are with Dr. Larry Benz, co-founder of Confluent Health, a network of physical therapy and occupational healthcare companies. He's also the author of the best-selling book Called to Care, A Medical Provider's Guide for Humanizing Healthcare. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's healthcare and physical therapy channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on with the popularity of telehealth options increasing during COVID, what are some tips for how practitioners can emphasize care and connection with patients remotely?
That's a great question, because there's automatically an assumption that you can somehow be less caring or less empathetic over a telehealth means that you can in person, and that's absolutely not true. However, what you have to do in a telehealth medium is focus more greatly on those items that make a human connection. And typically they are a combination of three things: your voice, you know, your intonation, if you will, your posture, and your eye contact. So we are all living in this sort of Zoom world where we get fatigued around too many, you know, online meetings. And in the case of healthcare practitioners, perhaps too much telehealth. But we have to recall that that's our patient's first encounter or only encounter that matters. And so we tell them to double down on eye contact. Make sure that your voice inflection is signifying a connection to what they're saying. Really have reflective listening, clarification. And then the last part of it is sit up straight, have nice posture, lean in. All of those things, you know, rightly communicate the appropriate messages to patients, and that enhanced connection will go a long way towards their rating of you towards healing. You know, what we know is that, you know, the research indicates that low compassion equals worse quality of care, high compassion equals higher quality. But what's the most interesting out of the two of them is we actually have more research on the former than the latter, meaning we have more research showing that low compassion really signifies worse quality from the perspective of a patient. And so telehealth, while it sets you up perhaps for failure, you can double down on the appropriate things through your voice, through your posture, and through your eye contact to turn a negative into a positive.
Now, also, you've done a lot of work studying the impact of positive psychology in medical care. Can you talk us through the application of positive psychology and how it can impact patient outcomes?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. You know, what has happened is there's been this tremendous body of research in the social sciences. You know, at any given time since, you know, let's say the late 80s, I think there's been like 20,000 published research studies that have come out of, you know, the psychological sciences around the area of positive psychology, meaning how can we enhance flourishing and happiness and elevation versus how are we always in a medical world diagnosing something and kind of remediating something that has been sick. But what we haven't done a good job is translating that research into healthcare. And so what I set out to do really was by attending a program at the University of Pennsylvania where the Frontiers were the developers of positive psychology, Dr. Mari Seligman and Angela Duckworth, and these folks that are exemplars in the field are producing the leading, you know, positive psychology research. And so what I sought to do over a year period was find those concepts that translate from psychology into the application of healthcare. And that really was the motivation and effectively what, you know, what constituted the book. And so we identified those interventions that are practitioner-able, meaning that something that the practitioner can do to a patient, like how do you make a high-quality connection, would be an example of that. And then we found other interventions that were more practitioner-specific. So, for example, if a practitioner has a practice of mindfulness or breathing or gratitude, that it helps them, and those are antidotes for burnout. And burnout is extremely prevalent, is almost a public health crisis, according to, you know, certain leading studies. And by adopting or adapting all of these things, one can do two things at once. They can have a more recall towards their purpose of meaningful work as a healthcare practitioner. And secondly, elicit and, you know, practice better healthcare.
Well, it certainly makes a lot of sense, and really appreciate all the information shared in your visit with us. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or a tip, or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I think the take-home message is that having good compassion, which is the connection plus the desire to help somebody, is not just a moral imperative or something that's nice to do, but it's something that is extremely backed with lots of scientific evidence and research.
Certainly a great place to conclude today. Dr. Benz, again, we appreciate your time and joining us on the program. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information or to check out your book, Called to Care, where's the best place to get all the details?
Yeah, absolutely. On Twitter, I'm Physical Therapy. They can always go to our website, which is calledtocarebook.com. That's calledtocarebook.com. And, you know, certainly on LinkedIn as well. But they can buy it on Amazon or any of the host of leading, bookstores. Or they can see all of our resources and all the research and things that support Call to Care on calledtocarebook.com.
And that certainly sounds easy enough. Again, Dr. Benz, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Larry Benz, the co-founder of Confluent Health, a network of physical therapy and occupational health care companies. And he's also the author of the best-selling book Called to Care, A Medical Provider's Guide for Humanizing Healthcare. And again, for more information, simply visit calledtocarebook.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.